Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hi, everyone. This is Emily. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. And as always, if it's not a beautiful day, you're still welcome here. And I hope you're able to find some hope and some inspiration that's going to help you out in your journey, no matter if today is beautiful or not for you. Here in Arizona, this is like perfect weather. I can say that for a few more weeks before it gets hot, and then you're going to hear me talk all summer long about how hot it is here, but it is just beautiful. We even have some clouds in the sky. It even rained last night. Wonderful weather. And I'm inside recording podcast episodes, but I hope to wrap it up soon to be able to spend more time outside because it is just gorgeous out there today. Okay, so I just wanted to take a moment for this podcast episode to get on a little bit of a soapbox. I am just going to call it as it is. There is more than just thoughts influencing your emotions. It's a really, really popular trend right now for a lot of people to say the only reason that you're feeling a certain emotion, annoyed, frustrated, sad, frightened, angry, disgusted, is because you have thoughts that are leading to that emotion. And I will say that I wholeheartedly agree that your thoughts influence your emotions. So I'm not saying that they don't influence your emotions. They do. 100% the thoughts that you are thinking are going to affect your emotions. And at the same time, they are not the only thing that influences your emotions. I spoke a lot last week about how your child might be behaving in a way that we perceive as disrespectful, defiant, resistant, sassy, probably other words that you could come up with in line with that. And how it might actually be because your child's nervous system is dysregulated. And that is a stress response that they're having. And so I gave an example of maybe it's dinner time and maybe your kid is even hungry. Maybe they even like the food that you make, but they're busy doing something. And when you call them for dinner, they say, "No, I don't want to eat. I hate the meals you make. I don't want it. It sounds disgusting. I'm not hungry." When really they are hungry and they do like the food. And I doubt that at that moment, your child is thinking, So my mom made dinner, but I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. And I'm feeling kind of hungry and that's making me feel weird. And so I think that what I should do is tell my mom a lot of things that she's not going to like to hear just as a way to try to release my stress. I really doubt it. I doubt that they've had any thoughts go through their head. They don't even realize that they're saying some of the things that they're saying. They don't even mean it some of the times, right? Sometimes they don't even mean what they're saying. It just is like, I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling hungry. I'm feeling worn thin right now. And I'm just going to release it by using a lot of words. And I'm just going to use some words that aren't pleasant because I'm not feeling pleasant right now. And I'm not saying your kids should keep doing that. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, please go and listen to it and it will put this into context better. But I am using that as an example of your child probably didn't have thoughts that was leading to them feeling whatever it was that they're feeling. Maybe they are feeling annoyed. Maybe they're feeling frustrated. Maybe they're irritated. Whatever they're feeling, I probably didn't have thoughts leading to that. That's probably just our nervous system at that point in time. And I think that that is true many times with us, that we're going to have our eight senses the five senses that we learned in school, plus three hidden senses: vestibular sense, which is your sense of movement, your proprioceptive sense, which is your sense of the deep pressure and the way that your body feels with, in terms of like the muscles within your body, the pressure on it, and also the map that your body takes up in space. That's all of your proprioceptive sense. And your third hidden sense is your interoceptive sense. Those are the internal sensations in your body. A heart beating really fast, your temperature, like the temperature outside being hotter than normal or colder than normal, a rumble in your stomach, a little bit dehydrated. Right, that's all your interoceptive sense right there. Your eight senses, and especially those three hidden senses, are constantly 100% communicating to your brain. They're sending signals to your brain about what's going on in the world around them. Those eight senses aren't working with thoughts. They're working just with, from the sense straight to the brain. So I just wanted to debunk the fact or the idea that because our thoughts have such an incredible influence on our emotions, and because our thoughts are so very powerful, and because they can, when we identify unhealthy, unhelpful thoughts, and we can stop giving them the limelight, and we can instead help to replace them with much more helpful, much more powerful thoughts, that it can be life-changing. So that is all true. But sometimes we think that because of that, that thoughts are the only things influencing our emotions. That's not true. I want you to remember how important your nervous system is, your sensory input, etc. Now, why is this important? Number one, because it means that taking care of your nervous system and helping your child learn to take care of their nervous system, recognizing the signs of a dysregulated nervous system, being able to go in between a dysregulated and regulated state in your nervous system, are all really important things for us to have. Also, learning about those eight senses has been a complete game changer for me in my own journey of self-regulation, and especially as a mom. Now, it's true that I have two children with autism who do have sensory processing differences. The way that they process their senses is quite different from many other neurotypical peers. But it's also true that it's helped significantly with my children that do not have autism. It's helped with me, and I don't think I have autism. It's even helped me with my husband, who I think might be considered neurotypical. And so learning about those eight senses has been a complete game changer. If you're in emotionally healthy families, remember that you have access to the Soothing Senses mini course that I recorded with Dr. Sam Goldman, who's been a guest on this podcast, and who I hope to work with more in the future. She's fantastic. That you have access to that mini course that explains all about sensory processing, our eight senses, and the connection between those eight senses and our emotions, and then tools that can help you with your child to help them go from that dysregulated to a more regulated state using sensory tools. So those are huge. And again, I'm not saying that it's bad to choose helpful thoughts. I'm not saying that it's not true that thoughts affect emotions. They completely do. I'm only saying that we need to remember and include the fact that our bodies and our nervous systems are a big piece of that equation. Pairing the two together makes such a difference. Hope that this has been helpful for you. Any questions, always feel free to reach out. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, etc. at Enlightening Motherhood. Always love to hear from you. Okay. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful week. As a parent, I know how challenging it can be when our kids struggle with anger. That's why I'm so excited to have created something for families like ours. It's practical, it's helpful, and it's only $9. Super thrilled to offer you
the Anger Management for Kids resource bundle. The collection of resources and activities, think videos, games, social stories, worksheets, and more, that I put together to help our children navigate their emotions, particularly their anger. I'm all about fostering emotional intelligence and helping our children learn healthy ways to manage their anger in ways that are fun and enjoyable and increase our connection with our child. So for just $9, less than the cost of a family meal out, you can empower your child and bring a whole new level of understanding and calm to your family life. Join me and many other families in this journey. You can purchase it for just $9 at emotionallyhealthyfamilies.com/kidsanger. Or if you're already a member of Emotionally Intelligent Kids, you can get this for free. I'm so happy that you're walking this path of nurturing emotionally healthy families with me.